holiday lights, sights, sounds, smells, songs, and stuff. It's all intended to cheer us up. And it works for the most part for most people. For some who suffer, however, the holiday cheerleading is not helpful. It can be abrasive, even cruel. The soaring hopes proclaimed today by Isaiah and David and John are not intended merely to cheer us, a spiritual chuck on the chin. Christian hope is not just wishful thinking or looking on the bright side or cockeyed optimism. It is rather looking forward to something revolutionary that has not yet and never been, something quite beyond normal imaginings and expectations. Justice and peace, not just peeking through, but flourishing. Lions and tigers and bears with babies. Only a power quite beyond our own can make that be. Living with Christian hope means having the capacity to let go of control over what is to come and wait with trust and openness for whatever God creates. Christian hope presumes that God, who has forever held us, holds us still and always will. Because of our confidence that we are precious to God, that our life is meaningful to God, we can surrender our future, trusting that the one who promises is faithful. The prophets and the apostles and martyrs and saints spent their lives founded on this brand of hope. They lived and died convinced that what God has promised through the ages will inevitably come, though they didn't know how or when. To paraphrase civil rights leader Ralph Abernathy, they didn't know what the future held, but they knew who held the future. I don't know what the future may hold, but I know who holds the future. Festivals are, according to one writer, sunlit peaks testifying above dark valleys to the eternal radiance. In the face of sickness or struggle, in the face of our emptiness, our loneliness, Christians find the heart to keep the feast because of the promise that fires eternal radiance, because of the promise that fuels enduring hope. Our persistent longing, our yearning for something, for someone more.